Hello, everybody. Welcome to Miles Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Miles. I was not planning to record this episode, but today is April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day, my dear listeners worldwide. I thought spontaneously to talk about this day in which you prank or you get pranked. It is still unclear about its origin, but nowadays it is spread around the world. It is a day marked with a light-hearted spirit, and it is not meant to be taken seriously. In fact, even TV news tries to prank the audience originally. Exactly 2 years ago, I tried to prank someone, but unfortunately, I changed my plans. Because the person at the end didn't want to help me. I wanted to prank my ex, and at that time we were not together. I intended to be a little cruel, because a third person should have confessed to him to have fallen deeply in love. However, it didn't happen, but I told him the original prank after making a new one. Just spontaneous. That day I was stressed by a coworker who was acting like a mom to me and him. We were used to call her in a funny way, mommy. So I finished the work, I wanted to go, and I asked him to come because I wanted to tell him something. And I said something similar to the following words. Why you didn't answer your mom? She called me, but I didn't know what she wanted from me, if she was looking for you. I don't know, actually, I didn't remember what I said, but he became red, and actually he didn't get it. I don't know what he was thinking, and suddenly he started to laugh. I explained that I was not talking about his real mom, and he laughed. He told me the reason behind the call, and we kept talking about this obsessive colleague. It was a funny special moment, maybe for you not, because you didn't live it. But then I felt something happen. A sparkle. We were so close, and he wanted to make a joke. And we stayed looking at each other, but then someone interrupted us and I went home and we texted later after he finished work. Since that day we have become closer, really closer. He showed even more interest and flirting and I felt really good. I wanted to share this personal story that reminds me how he was a beautiful and funny, genuine prankster and that he made me laugh in any situation. He tried. He was really funny, even if he said that I was funnier. I needed back then someone like him in my life, and I'm really thankful to have met him. I hope only that he is not manipulated by his friends who don't appreciate him for who he really is, but keep diminishing him. Remember, it is not funny to pull a prank on someone to hurt it. Him or her. There is always a limit. Just remember that actions meant in jest can sometimes lead to pain, strain relationships, and leave lasting scars. Anyway, even in literature there are memorable pranksters that we love. And I decided to list some of these highly crafty, intelligent, and foolish characters. Can manipulate others to do their bidding. Let's start with a smart young boy, Tom Sawyer, created by the pen of Mark Twain, who plays pranks throughout his adventures, including when he faked his own death, making everyone in his town believe it. To be honest, his tricks are done purely for his amusement. They are never mean-spirited. The next one is the Hogwarts resident prankster Poltergeister, who didn't make any appearance in the movies. I am talking about Peeves, the king of physical practical jokes. But in the same franchise written by J.K. Rowling, there are as well the Weasley twins. Fred and George were not worthy for the many pranks throughout the series, and they ended up leaving Hogwarts early to open up their home joke shop. Do you remember the final prank in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix? Memorable and funny. Last but not least, there is the young girl Matilda, created by Roald Dahl. She tricks especially her parents, but later, once she learns more about her powers, she uses them for a purpose, tricking her horrible headmistress into giving up the inheritance she stole and leaving school entirely. We were all kids, and I think it is normal to be funny and creative, but never me. It's a way to grow up having several funny memories because laughing is important. Therefore, I've always said to myself that the man I will spend the rest of my life with me should make me always laugh and smile because it is healthy. Now is time to conclude this special episode. But I want to remind you that everyone should try to take life more lightheartedly, without worrying too much about the past. But it doesn't mean that a commitment is the end of the freedom. Enjoy the time together with someone who can make you laugh, make you smile, and that care about you. Sometimes we think that an awesome night out with friends, drinking and smoking is funny. But the truth is behind the appearance. And sometimes people faking to be happy around toxic people who pull pranks to be mean. Look them into their eyes and you will discover the truth. Be out ironic and do not let people make fun of you on purpose. Unfortunately, some people use the word funny to be mean. But if you know yourself, make your boundaries and you will be able to be funny. It is not important if someone doesn't label you like that. There will be someone who will appreciate your sense of humor without forcing anything, but you feel it. So don't stay with someone that doesn't appreciate your sense of humor, only not to be alone, because you feel more alone then. Stay tuned for more XOXO Anita Miles.